Hi there, Ian Anderson Gray here from IOG.me. I'm going to try something new on some of the blog posts I'm going to be writing over the next couple of weeks or months, and I'm going to record a little bit of audio with some of them. It's not quite a podcast. I already have a podcast that comes out every week on a Friday called the Seriously Social News Podcast, but this is just really an opportunity for me to gibber on and hopefully add a little bit extra to the blog posts I'm writing. So today I've written a blog post entitled Don't Get Caught in Shallow Waters, Protect Yourself from Fishers. And we're not talking about fish in the sea, we're talking about email phishing, where cyber criminals are out to get you by trying to get you to fill in all your information on a dodgy website. So I've come across quite a few services that can help you here, not all of them related to phishing, but particularly wanted to start off with how to secure your internet connection, particularly if you are in one of those public Wi-Fi hotspots. The first thing to do is to familiarize yourself with HTTPS or SSL. Quite a lot of the social networks now, such as Twitter and Facebook, will actually move you over to HTTPS, which is the secure connection. And you may notice this on the address bar, there'll be a golden padlock. And this ensures that all your data to and from your computer and Facebook servers are encrypted. Now, this is really important because technically anyone on the same wireless network as you can listen into your internet data and can sniff out all the information, including your password. The other thing that you can do is to use a plugin such as HTTPS Everywhere, and links on that in the notes on the blog. And this basically, if the website that you're trying to connect to, such as Facebook, has the capability of SSL, it will force your browser to use that. So I definitely recommend that. The other option you've got, which is probably a little bit more difficult in some respects, but I definitely recommend investigating, and that is using a VPN. A VPN allows you to encrypt your entire internet connection. So if you're in an internet cafe, no one can snoop in and listen to any of your internet conversations because it is all completely encrypted. Now, this used to be a very complicated thing to achieve, or at least for me, but there are quite a few services out there that do this for you. Most of them are paid for ones. There are some free ones. I've never really had much success with the free ones, but certainly I recommend a service from the company called Private Internet Access, and that works really, really well and encrypts all your internet connection when you're in a internet cafe. The next thing I'd definitely recommend checking out is LastPass, and this is a password manager. I know that a lot of people use the same password for all their accounts, and this is really bad practice because, of course, if one of your passwords is found out, then everything is compromised. And if that is your email account, that is really bad news because, of course, they can reset the passwords of all your accounts, and, of course, that gets sent to your email. So definitely check out LastPass. So just really to say, email is really insecure. I mean, if you're sending an email, it is being sent in plain text through many servers right around the world. So the other thing to bear in mind is when you're sending an email, don't put any sensitive information in there that you would be concerned would be falling into the wrong hands. And then finally, we come to phishing attacks. So it really, all of those things that I've just mentioned, you can put all of those into place, but ultimately, if you end up being scammed into putting in your password and username and other sensitive information into a dodgy website, then you're in trouble. So the best thing to do is to just double check the domain name that you're going to on the website. Make sure it's spelt correct. So if it's facebook.com, make sure it is spelt correctly, that there are not, it's not facebook.com. And in the blog post, I also have a little infographic there, which will hopefully help you spot some of the common techniques that they use. So hopefully you found it helpful. Head on down to IOG.me. That's my website. And you can follow me on Twitter at IOG.me. Thanks a lot. Bye.